This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat is a very special guest today. It's Steve Garrison, the Senior Vice President of Marketing at Stellar Cyber. Very, very cool company. StellarCyber.ai is the website. That's StellarCyber.ai. They've got award-winning AI-driven open XDR platform, and it's designed to serve the 99%. Let's learn who that is. Steve, welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you, Gary. It's great to be here and really excited to talk to you today and hope your audience enjoys our conversation.
So the 1%, would that be Tesla or Fortune 500? Who's the 99%?
It's everybody else, Gary. I think a lot of vendors and VCs help companies chase the big dream and get the whales, as we call it, the big companies, because they mean a lot of budget, right? But we thought long and hard about, well, what about the rest of the people? So our charter and vision from day one was to think about smaller, less budgeted organizations, as we would say today. And also, I'm glad you pointed out the .ai, because we were doing AI before AI was cool, Gary. I just want to put that out there as well.
That's amazing. And in fact, when you say the 99%, we're talking the ones that are down market where the hackers are going?
Yeah. We're seeing that all over the world. And you might be seeing that in the news. I know you're reporting on some of this. Think of rural hospitals. People are actually, patients in their beds are getting calls from ransomware hackers. Small cities, small schools. This is the problem that people need to really realize, is the weakest link now is the individual and the underfunded, and hackers are going in there and going upstream. So everybody needs to be aware, whether you can afford tools or not, that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to sell product, Gary. I'm here to make sure people just think about their identity and social engineering and their smartphone now a door not only to their personal information, but their company or the organization they work at as well.
Steve, even, you know, credit unions and smaller banks, say they only have 1,000 employees, maybe they're bigger, up to 20,000. That's a sweet spot for you, where the bad guys have much more advanced technology, and you've made this affordable for these folks?
We've done two things, Gary. First of all, we've tried to make it affordable and easy to use and flexible based on the products that you've already bought, because we want you to retain your investments. But we've also brought up a really good ecosystem, a community of managed security service providers. In every city, there's many that we can introduce folks to. These folks are able to sell you a tenant for a smaller fee, so you don't have to buy into the whole platform. And we think it's a unique way to help us go into the mom and pops, the t-shirt shops. Just like you pointed out, a small credit union that could not afford a traditional security operations platform, but they can work with one of our partners to deliver, that would deliver services for them with white glove, as well as daily reporting. What did they do for them that day? This is a really good way to, again, to make the technology more extensible to, again, that 99%
people. So even the smaller MSSPs that want to be MDR or XDR enabled, and even the MSPs that want to get into cybersecurity where the money's at, and they've helped out a lot of small clients, they can partner up with Stellar Cyber.
Correct. We've got a whole host of those mentioned on our website, Gary. And again, when we talk to clients, we ask them, you know, what's your goal? Are you looking for weekend services? Are you looking for a new platform? Are you looking for augmentation? Are you just looking for a partner who can come and pen test and do some analysis on where your strengths and weaknesses are? This is the way we think. We really believe in cybersecurity has built up so much distrust, Gary, over the 20 years of too many tools, too much data, and not enough people to figure out how to use them well. We're trying to take a different approach, that this is more about packaging solutions and the way people can consume them. This is why we really believe in partnering with MSSPs to help smaller organizations get a path to success. And if you want to move up to having the platform in-house, we're certainly able to do that as well.
Steve, what's hitting these smaller organizations when the hackers hit them hard? Is it still the ransomware, the zero-day malware, exploitable links, and their, you know, these phishing attacks? What are you guys seeing, and how do you sift through all the noise? I mean, you've said to me earlier that not only do you see the forest through the trees, you see all the trees, and you explain it in plain English to the lesser trained threat hunters or SOC engineers.
Yeah, well, first, Gary, it's you had a good list there, and thanks for the compliment too. It turns out it's not one trick that's getting the pony to run. It's all those. It's phishing, it's malware, it's ransomware. And it just depends on the situation. But part of our thinking is to pull a platform together that has these things embedded. So we have a threat intelligence platform that has over 5 feeds built in: Proofpoint, Mimecast, the DHS feeds, and a few other feeds. So when you buy into the Stellar Cyber model, you get some integrated components that are part of a single license. So we also think of smaller organizations and how they purchase, right? Do you want to get the gotcha? Oh, I didn't buy that. I got to go back for more budget. No, we keep it simple. When we talk about the way we sell, it is a single license. It's all you can eat. It's all you can do. And you use what you want. And this is another way to think differently about how to deliver a cyber solution to people. But it goes back to your original question. We're seeing those three common points: malware, phishing, and ransomware, probably representing well over 90% of the attacks. And that's multiple tools or techniques. Again, do you want to have an army of people that have to figure that out, or would you rather have an intelligent platform that identifies those incidents early on and visualizes it? This is one of the things we're trying to do, is show you the devices or the entities or the assets that are under attack, and then the next wave of assets around them, as well as a timeline, so you can judge, is that meaningful? Is that something I need to take action on? Versus the old days of sifting through hundreds and thousands of logs every day and trying to build rules. That's the old way of doing things, Gary. There's a better way. And basically what we're doing is we're bringing enough intelligence into the platform that you get a virtual assistant that helps you do your math, just like at home with your kids and trying to get your kids to do their homework. And we think it's a better way to think.
They get it done a lot faster with ChatGPT, but they don't know what they're doing. In your case, you explain the risk, the threat, the remediation efforts. You explain really what needs to get done to deal with this current potential exploit or threat that's living in my network right now at this moment in time.
That's correct. And we've already been on the front waves of bringing LLMs into the platform. We already have a knowledge base. You can ask questions in human speech and human typing so that you don't have to sift through our. We have a wonderful KB, Gary, but who wants to spend 3 hours trying to find something? We'll be also rolling out a automated threat hunting where you can say, look for things like this. And the intelligence in the platform helps you find things. So that you don't have to do that level of hunting the machines do. What humans want to do is have control, and they want to make informed decisions. But what humans don't do well is sifting through a lot of data in real time. That's been the bottleneck in the industry. So again, this is where machines really help the human get more strategic, because what we all want is people to be more proactive. And if you think of an 8-hour day, you got an hour or two in meetings, you got an hour or two you're doing reporting. Maybe if you're lucky, you have 4 hours to really do strategic work. And the more you're bogged down with false alerts, too much data, Gary, you're not going to get the job done. And this is why there's so much frustration in the industry right now. People just don't feel like they can succeed.
So is there really a final single pane of glass that I can use intelligently from Stellar Cyber?
Well, we don't like to say that, Gary, because sometimes customers, it's better for the customer to say we've achieved the single pane of glass, holy grail. But that's what, many analysts have coined this idea of extended detection and response, call it XDR. It's the newest acronym on the scene. And it really is trying to bring the data together. Can I have central control across all my tools? Can I have a correlation and context layer that brings the data to me in a way that it's meaningful for me to make decisions? That's what XDR is trying to do. I'll leave it to the audience to decide. Come to our website, poke at our demos, sign up for a demo, watch the videos. And if you think we're getting there and if you think it's right for you, give us a call. We're really humble about that. We like to think we solved that problem, Gary, but it does depend on the team. It does depend on their skill sets, and it depends on what assets they already have and what tools they've already bought. But long story short, we're growing like crazy. We've got over 10,000 customers. We've got 53 of the top 250 MSSPs as part of our delivery community. So we think we got a good story, but I don't want to be the one telling you that. I want the customers and prospects out there to come and look at our website and make that decision themselves.
That sounds great, Steve. I have a few more quick questions. You have an open API. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, it was part of our vision, Gary. Again, what we felt was a differentiator was, doesn't it suck when a vendor comes in and says, I got this new whiz bang platform, but you got to dequeue and decommission a lot of your tools and start over? What about the certs that your team has done and spent the time on training and the money for those certifications? What about the legacy data they've got warehoused that's meaningful to them for long-term forensic analysis or compliance? These are bad things if you have to throw that away. So we decided from day one, before XDR was even a name, we decided to have leverage APIs and have an open framework. And a lot of vendors say they do that, but what we did differently is that as we bring that data in, because we have our own sensor technology, both physical and virtual, so don't be hung up on the fact you need a box. We have software-based sensors as well, is we manipulate the data as we're bringing it into our data lake so that the machine learning and AI aspects of the platform start at the minute of ingestion. And we think this makes our platform much more data efficient, number one, but number two, it's part of our magic. So no matter what tool you have, we make a commitment. If we don't have the integration day one during your POC, we'll get it done because we have a team who just does that to make sure it's fast and easy. And we like to say yes a lot, but we mean it and we deliver it. So it's
That's all.
wonderful.
Steve, that's amazing. If I already have, an endpoint detection response solution, I've got the whole alphabet soup: SIEM, SIM, SOAR, IDS, IPS, firewall, EDR. I've got it all, but things still get through. Are you kind of that layer on top of all that, especially with the open API, where you can ingest all that stuff and intelligently help me kind of signal the noise ratio? Pinpoint the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Gary. And what's even better than that, because that's the forest story that you brought up, is that everybody wants to consolidate tools and kind of reduce costs, but keep the same risk vector or improve their risk stance, right? And because we've got an embedded SIEM, because we've got a network detection response engine, because we've got TIP, we've got Yuba, we've got some of those components. Because of the single license model, you can turn them on or not. If you realize after 6 months you don't need some of your legacy tools and you want to collapse things around Stellar Cyber, well, you know what, Gary, we're not going to argue with that. We smile and say thank you very much, and we want to make sure people are empowered. But the main promise is day one, you betcha, we come in as that layer on top to bring their tools together and show them that their data was good. They just didn't have a way to get to that single screen to do the analysis and understand what they were seeing. Again, in real time, fast enough to be impactful.
And affordable, and this is amazing. In fact, in today's economy, there is a lot of consolidation, and we've got three different mail scrubbers. Why don't we get rid of one or two, and then we're maybe at more risk. But if we could intelligently ingest that data and come up with, okay, this is the actual risky file. Don't click the link in the email, or we're going to get infected with ransomware. That's the value add that Stellar Cyber adds, to really pinpoint accuracy where my problems are in real time. It's amazing. Last question. Is there anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered today?
Well, I Gary, we've covered so much. I think the main message, and I know a lot of people are saying this, but I think hackers are going to the weakest links. And I think people need to realize that they're the weakest link now. And this is why there's such a hype around identity, and not yet another acronym, Gary. You know how the industry thinks, but identity threat detection and response, because it is now, as we are humans using our smartphones, who has a desk phone anymore? Right? Who gets a corporate phone? Very few people. Most people are expected to use their smartphone. So when you're logging into a lot of the SaaS apps in the enterprise, guess what? We're now the door. And if we're now spoofed, now the hackers have a new door. It's not the firewall. It's not the app itself. It's now the human. So there's a lot of focus on identity management right now for that reason. That's part of XDR. That's part of what we do. And it's an important trend. This is the whole point about having an open platform. We're not sure what tomorrow will bring, and nobody is. And so why have a closed system? We want to be open to saying in 6 months, shoot, we need to bring that data source in now. Let's go do that. That's the message I want to leave people with, is that openness is key. Having a flexible platform that can grow with the new attack vectors without reinventing the wheel is key. That's what we think we've done, Gary.
Steve Garrison, folks, you heard it here first. He's the Senior Vice President of Marketing. Steve, it's great to see you again. Stellar Cyber, folks, you heard it here. It's affordable. It's for us, the 99%. And the intelligence, the AI already built into this system is going to give us the pinpoint accuracy we need to get one step ahead of the next threat and be much more resilient in a way we can afford at stellarcyber.ai. Check them out today, stellarcyber.ai.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.